百困塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年11月6日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu， 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》是 Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 19 Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sri Rupa Goswami
今天我们继续来讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十九章，主是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导是 Rupa Goswami。
We continue reading from the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya。
我们继续来阅读主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。
And we have spent a fair bit of time explaining how the seed of bhakti grows into the heart of the devotee。
我们之前用了比较长的时间给大家讲解了这个 Bhakti 奉爱的种子是如何植入奉献者的心中又是如何成长的
From the level of having faith
我们首先讲到的是具备信念
To association with devotees
然后到和奉献者的联谊
Feeling material miseries disappearing
感受到物质的痛苦逐变逐物质的痛苦逐渐的消散而去
losing taste for material activities
失去了对世俗物质活动的品味
and under the instruction of the devotees and the spiritual master engage in devotional service
然后呢去遵循灵性导师和奉献者的指导去从事奉献服务
from that point on the task of the devotee through the practice of devotional serviceis to remove all obstacles on the path of bhakti.
那么就是通过这样的一个程序，奉献者呢，通过奉献服务，就把奉爱之途上的种种障碍都一个一个的清除。
And for that to happen, one must have a very strong devotional practice.
为了达到这样的一个目标，一个人应当有非常坚定的奉爱服务的修习。
One must be determined to follow the instruction of the spiritual master.
而且坚定地遵循着灵性导师的训谕。
And one must develop friendship with the devotees.
而且他应当还和奉献者培养起友谊和感情。
Gradually, the material obstacles are removed from the heart and one develops nishtha or unshakable resolve
那么逐渐的呢这种物质的这种欲望就逐渐的消除了然后一个人的心就变得越来越坚定了这就达到了 Nishtha 的这个阶段也就是毫不动摇的决心
where the devotee is more and more dependent on the process of bhakti as opposed to depending on material activities
那在这个时候呢奉献者就更加的仰赖于奉献服务的活动而不是世俗的活动
As a matter of fact, on that platform, one is completely convinced about the process of Krishna consciousness and never turns back to look at material activities.
那么事实上呢在达到了这个境界的时候一个奉献者已经对奉献服务之途充满了坚定的信心而且呢他再也不会回头再也不去看之前的这些世俗的活动了。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that gradually this fruit of devotional service will begin to ripe, just like you have a green mango which is exposed to the sun, and gradually that mango will become ripe and yellow, full of sugar, and then fall to the ground.
那么这个时候呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说到了，这个奉爱的果实呢就不断的就成熟了，这个时候呢就好像是一个青芒果一样，青芒果在太阳的照耀下逐渐变黄变红，变得柔软，变得成熟，然后最后就会掉落到地上。
And the analogy of the mango is very suitable.
那么在这里举这个芒果的例子是非常的贴切的。
Because a mango, whether it is green or whether it is ripe, is always a mango.
因为一个芒果，不管它是青芒果还是熟芒果，终归是芒果。
It is only a matter of time before the mango is ripened, full of sugar, and offerable to Krishna.
那么这个芒果呢，从青芒果逐步的成熟，然后呢，赋予有着这个丰富的这个甜度和糖分，然后呢，可以成熟到可以去供奉给 Krishna 的这个程度，在此期间只不过是一个时间的问题而已。
And Lord Chaitanya is using here the analogy of the gardener.
那在这里呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又做了一个类比，那这就好像是一个园丁。
Which is also very suitable.
这个比喻也是非常的贴切。
Because the gardener begins by preparing the soil in the garden.
因为这个园丁在这个花园里劳动的时候，首先呢，他就得要松土。
The soil is barren. There is absolutely nothing, just earth.
因为一开始的时候，这个花园呢，就还是一片荒地，没有任何的蔬菜瓜果。
Then he will plant the seeds.
那这个时候呢，他就要植入种子。
And he will begin to water those seeds.
这个种子播下之后，就开始浇水。
But it may take some time before the seed begins to sprout.
但是可能得要等上一段时间，这个种子才能够开始发芽。
And in the meantime, there may be some weeds that will appear in the same soil.
那么在与此同时呢，这个土壤里面可能也会窜出一些杂草。
So the gardener's priority is to protect that seed.
那么对于这个园丁来说，最首要的任务就是要去保护这些种子。
And uproots all the weeds.
然后要把周围的这些杂草全部都根除干净。
This requires both patience and determination.
这个时候呢，这个耐心和决心就是必不可少的。
Prabhupada in the Nectar of Instruction gives another very nice example.
那么帕帕呢，在这个教诲的甘露里面也举出了一个非常好的例子。
He gives the example of a young woman.
他就举了一个年轻女子的例子。
When a young woman gets married, she becomes very impatient and she wants to have a child.
当一个姑娘结婚之后，她就迫不及待地想要孩子。
We see sometimes in society that women even get the child even before they get married.
当然在我们现在的这个社会当中也经常看到一些未婚但是有了孩子的母亲。
Because they are so impatient.
因为他们非常的没有耐心。
So Prabhupada explains that the child will be there, but the young, newly wedded lady must be patient and wait.
那释迦牟尼佛他说呢，这个孩子终归会来的，但是这个新婚不久的，这个女子呢，她必须要有足够的耐心去等待。
And not all the seeds will grow at the same time, and they will not bear fruit at the same time.
而且这些种子也不都是同一个时刻就能够发芽，也不是同一个时间都能结出硕果的。
Sometimes the gardener will plant seeds before the winter comes.
有的时候，这个花园里的这个园丁呢，他会在冬季来临之前播下这个种子。
And nothing will happen during the winter because it's cold, because it snows.
因为呢，这个冬天非常的寒冷，而且呢，这个白雪皑皑，可能就是这个种子根本就没有任何的动静，一切都是非常寂静的。
And it is only at springtime when the first sun rays warm up the soil, that the seed will start to sprout.
那么到了春天来临的时候，当第一缕春天的阳光照到大地上的时候，那个土壤呢，就开始变得暖和过来。那这个时候呢，第一粒种子就开始冒出了小芽。
So, once the gardener has invested time, patience, determination, care,
那当这个园丁呢，他能够付出他的时间、精力、体力、耐心，种种的努力。
The fruit will gradually manifest.
那么这个果实呢，终归会到来的。
And for the gardener, this is cause for celebration.
那对于园丁来说呢，当结出硕果累累的时候，也就是到了丰收的时刻了。
That is why in every cultures in the world, or at least ancient cultures, harvesting time is a big, big celebration.
那么这个时候呢，他就可以去庆祝这个丰收。那在世界上的各种文化当中，这个丰收的这个时节都是值得庆祝的一个隆重的盛典。
But here the fruit of the gardener, the fruit of that plant of bhakti that the gardener will taste, it's the fruit of pure devotion to Krishna.
那么现在呢，这个园丁辛勤种植出来的这个果实非常的甜美，它就是这个纯粹的奉爱之果。
So, once this tree of devotional service has reached the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and the fruit is fully ripen, then the devotee begins to enjoy the presence of the Lord.
那么当这个奉爱的植株不断的生长，达到了主的莲花足下，而且呢也结出了如此的这个硕果的时候，那这个时候呢，奉献者就能够真正的来到了 Krishna 的跟前，品尝到奉爱的甘露。
And Lord Chaitanya explains that this fruit of devotional service, this fruit of that of service of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, is the highest perfection of life.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就解释说，在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 的这个奉爱服务之果，就是生命的最高的完美境界。
So. One may ask the question, what is perfection?
那可能会有人提出这样的一个问题，什么是完美？
Because in the world that we live in is a relative world.
因为我们所身处的是一个相对性的世界。
What is perfection for someone may be less than perfection for someone else.
对一个人来说的这个完美，对于另一个人来说呢，可能就是不足。
For example,You may clean the kitchen, and to you, you may say, "This kitchen is clean to perfection."
那比如说呢，你把这个厨房打扫得干干净净，然后你觉得，你可以说啊，这个厨房已经被打扫的一尘不染了，然后就是完美无瑕的了。
I remember when I was in charge of the kitchen in Vrindavan in 1983.
我记得1983年的时候，我曾经在 Vrindavan。那当时呢，我是厨房里的主管。
I clean the kitchen inside out.
我把这个每天都把这个厨房彻彻底底的打扫得干干净净。
And then I clean the storage where we used to store all the grains inside out.
然后我也把那些储藏谷物和大米的这些储藏室也都打扫得非常的干净。
And I was so proud of myself.
那当时呢，我对自己感到非常的自豪。
I thought I've done such an excellent job.
我觉得呢，我这个简直是做得太完美了。
And then suddenly the temple president walked into the storage room, opened one container and said, "And what is this?"
然后呢，突然间呢，这个就是庙里的这个庙长就进了这个厨房，然后他打开了储藏室，把其中的一个储藏罐给打开了，然后指着里面说，这里面是什么东西。
And there was a small cobweb.
然后我一看呢，原来是一个小小的蜘蛛网。
I had cleaned everything except that small cobweb.
我其实把其他的地方都打扫得一尘不染了，但是偏偏呢，就忽略了这一个小小的蜘蛛网。
So perfection on the spiritual platform means that it is 100% purely dedicated to Krishna with no material motives and no interruption.
那灵性意义上的这个完美呢，就是意味的是100%的奉献于 Krishna， 而且是完全没有中断的，完全就是纯粹的，无任何物质动机的。
So Lord Chaitanya explains that in this material world, people believe in perfection in four ways.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，在这个世界上，人们他们以四个途径来理解完美。
By following very nicely a religious path.
第一个呢，就是非常认真地遵循一条宗教的道路。
By experiencing economical development.
第二个呢，就是说去经历这个，或者说致力于这种经济的发展，
which leads to sense gratification.
那么这种经济的发展呢，进一步就导向了这个感官享乐，
and ultimately the desire for liberation.
那最终呢，就会升起对于解脱的渴望。
But compared to the perfection to reach Goloka Vrindavan, these four goals seemed completely insignificant.
但是呢，就是与真达格罗卡文达文这样的境界相比，这四种所谓的物质上的这种完美呢，就显得微不足道了。
So Prabhupada refers in the purport to those who cultivate knowledge.
那么在这个要旨里面呢，薛拉帕帕就讲到了那些培养知识的人。
They also look for perfection.
他们也都在寻觅完美。
Those who performed yoga.
还有那些修习瑜伽的人。
They also look for perfection.
也在寻觅完美。
And those who perform karma yoga.
还有修习 karma yoga 业报瑜伽。
They also look for perfection.
也是在寻找完美。
But all these so-called perfection are very relative because they remain within the material world.
但是呢，这三者所谓的这个完美都是只是物质意义上的，那么它也是相对性的，因为呢，它只是都是局限在这个物质世界里。
Even the concept of liberation is imperfect.
那就算是在这里出现的这种解脱的概念。
Why?
也是不完美的，为什么呢？
Because the concept of liberation is only about the individual. It is not about Krishna.
因为在这里的这个解脱呢，它还是围绕着个体的，是指的一种个体的解脱，与 Krishna 无关。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then says, as long as there is not the slightest fragrance of pure love of Krishna, which is the perfect medicinal herbs for controlling Lord Krishna within the heart, the opulences of the material perfection known as siddhis, brahmanical perfection, satya, sama, titiksha, and so on, the trance of the yogis and the monistic bliss of Brahman, all seem wonderful for man.
那在这里呢，就是说到对 Krishna 的纯粹之爱的芬芳，就是在心中去控制主 Krishna 的药，完美的药草。只要还没有这一丝芬芳，那么物质完美，比如说像 Siddhi 就是达到完美，然后就是婆罗门式的这种完美，包括 Satya、Shama 和 Titiksha 等等。这些物质完美的富裕，以及这个瑜伽师们的神定，还有就是达到梵觉的那种喜乐，一元性的这种喜乐呢，对于普通的人类来说，都会显得非常的精彩。
So what does this mean?
那么这是什么意思呢？
It means that if we don't have the taste for Krishna consciousness, we will think that all these things which are available in the material world, they will look beautiful and wonderful to our eyes.
那换句话说呢，就是说，只要一个人他对于 Krishna 没有丝毫品味，那么在这个物质世界当中的所有的这些世俗的这些所谓的完美呢，就好像都是非常的具有吸引力的。
In other words, devotees who have no taste for devotional service, it naturally means that they are too attracted to mundane material things.
那换言之呢，如果一个奉献者他对于奉爱服务还没有培养起一种品味，那就说明他的心中还被这些物质世界的这些世俗的事物所吸引。
And they don't really want to be materialistic.
那实际上呢，他们也不想成为一个物质主义者。
But at the same time, they don't want to surrender.
但是与此同时呢，又不愿意去真心的皈依。
So this is the lack of taste.
这个就是缺乏一种品味了。
And therefore, they fall back onto so-called spiritual activities, such as Brahmanical perfection or yogic perfection, or all sorts of meditation, and think.Actually, it's not that bad.
那因为他们心中是不愿意完全的这种皈依的，所以呢，他们只好去仰赖于其他的一些活动，比如说像瑜伽师，他就是通过这种冥想的这种修炼而达到神定，然后还有一些呢，就像是这个达到了这种梵光的这种解脱境界。那这样的这些人呢，他们就会觉得那些境界也就是完美了。
Or they feel very comfortable with people in the mode of goodness.
或者呢，当他们和那些善良形态的人在一起的时候，他也感觉非常的好，非常的满足。
They're nice people.
就是那些人，他们也都是不错的人。
They're very friendly.
他们也非常的友好。
We can't expect everybody to be Krishna conscious.
有时候经常会说，你不能期待所有的人都成为 Krishna 知觉的奉献者吧。
After all, they eat vegetarian food. What's the harm?
那不管怎么样，他们怎么说也是素食者吧？那有什么不好的呢？
So this is a sign of weakness.
这种呢就叫做软弱。
And a devotee has to be expert to, as we say in English.Catch the fish without getting wet.
那这个奉献者嘛，就应当要非常的精到。我们英语里面有一句谚语，就是说，既要抓到鱼，又不湿了脚。
And or as Rupa Goswami explained, jana sangas chaloliam scha, we associate with non-devotees not to absorb their consciousness, but to give them our Krishna consciousness.
那么就像是如法格苏阿弥说的一样，我们不要吸收非奉献者的那种知觉意识，而应当把 Krishna 知觉带给他们。
So, sometimes it's difficult for devotees because they have to live with family members who don't practice, they have to work with people who don't practice, and it may affect their progress in spiritual life.
那有的时候对于奉献者来说呢，就是非常的不容易的。比如说他们会跟非奉献者的家人生活在一起，或者呢和非奉献者的人一起工作，在工作单位里也没有其他的奉献者，所以所有的这样的一些接触呢，可能就会对他灵性上的这个成长成为一种这种障碍。
So it means that we have to be very aware of our environment and our surroundings and always find an opportunity to develop pure devotional service.
那换句话说呢，我们就是要对我们周围的这种环境所处的这些处境要非常的有所觉知，然后有所意识。那这样呢，我们就要时时刻刻的想办法找出到一些方法来保护我们的 Krishna 知觉。
Lord Chaitanya is very clear on this. Unless one is situated in pure devotional service, it's not possible to develop love for Krishna.
那主耶坦尼亚马哈巴布在这一点呢是非常的明确的。除非一个人能够达到奉献服务上的这种纯粹，否则的话是不可能培养出 对 Krishna 的分爱之情，就是这种纯粹的爱的。
So now Lord Chaitanya is going to give the definition of what is pure devotional service.
那现在呢，就这个纯粹的奉献服务这一点，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢要开始下定义。
And he quotes a very, very famous verse, which is used later on by Rupa Goswami.
在这里他引用了一段非常著名的诗节。之后呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 也曾经引用过。
Anyabilasita shunyam jnana kyamadyanavritam anukulyena krishna nu shilanam bhaktir uttama. When first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy,and fruitive action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires.
好，那这段话的意思就是说，当一流的分爱服务培养起来之后，一个人就必须要清除、去除所有的物质欲望，就是通过一元哲学而获得的知识以及果报性的活动，这样的奉献者必须要时时刻刻的依据 Krishna 的愿望，顺意的服务于他。
So service must be favorable.
所以说呢，这样的一种服务呢，就应当是心甘情愿、非常顺意的。
Not forced.
而不是被强迫的那种。
One must be enthusiastic to serve Krishna.
那么对于这个服务 Krishna， 应当要充满着热情。
And that enthusiasm can only come about when there are no more material desires.
只有一个人去除了所有的物质欲望的时候呢，他才有这样的一种热情。
At least by setting up this standard.We know what is the ultimate goal, even if we are not on that level.
不管怎么样，即便是我们还达不到这样的一个水准，但是呢，去树立这样的一个目标还是非常的重要的。就这样的这个标准，对我们来说非常的有益。
And therefore, it is the duty of the acharya and the duty of the supreme lord to remind the conditioned soul and the aspiring devotee.Or the practicing devotee of what is the ultimate goal?
所以说呢，对于这个 acharya 们来说呢，他们有这个责任，去唤醒或者说提醒受条件限制的灵魂，一位渴望成为奉献者的人，或者已经是奉献者的人，提醒他们什么是人生最终的目标。
For example, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says twice in chapter 9 and chapter 18.
就好像是在第九章和第十八章，就是《薄伽梵歌》的第九和第十八章呢 ，Krishna 曾经两次说到同一句话。
Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, worship me, being completely absorbed in me.You will surely come to me.
那就是说呢，心意常想着我，成为我的奉献者，顶拜我，崇拜我，心意完全的专注于我，你必到达我。
And he says the same thing again at the end of the Bhagavad Gita.
在薄伽梵歌的这个尾声部分呢，他又说了同样的一句话。
So.By getting these constant reminders, it's like keeping the lights on in the house. We know that we have an objective, a goal to achieve, a direction, a path ahead.
那么呢，就是我们时时刻刻的得到了这样的一种提醒啊，就好像是在家里面亮着这个灯，提醒我们有这样的目标，我们有这样的方向，我们有这样的一条道路。我们要通向这样的一个终点。
So that we don't say that, oh, I didn't know what Krishna wants from me.
所以呢，你就不能有借口了，不能说哦，我不知道 Krishna, 想让我做什么。
I didn't know what the guru wants from me.
你也不能说我的 guru, 我不知道我的 guru 要我做什么。
This is the very first principle of devotional service given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion.
这个其实也是 Rupa Goswami 在奉爱的甘露当中所提到的一个人的首要职责。
The first item is take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
那这个首要的这个责任就是说要托庇于一位真正的灵性导师。
The second item principle is take initiation from that person.
那第二点呢，就是要向这样的一位真正的灵性导师，处呢去获得这个启迪。
And the third is engage in devotional service under the direction of such a spiritual master.
那第三点呢，也就是说，在这样的灵性导师的指导下去从事奉爱服务。
So every morning at Mangalati, we sing the prayers to the spiritual master.
这就是为什么我们每天早上在蒙哥拉提吉祥灯仪的时候，我们会向我们的灵性导师献上这个祷文。
Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagatir kutopi.Dhyayam stuvam stasya yasastri sandhyam bande guru shri charanaravindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always rememberAnd praise the spiritual master. At least three times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master.
那这段话呢，就是说，即愿灵性导师的人子，一个人能够信获 Krishna 的垂怜和恩典，没有灵性导师的恩典。灵修之路寸步难行，因此我应当铭记。我的灵性导师颂扬他，时时刻刻的颂扬他。每一天我至少三次，我应当向我的灵性导师的莲花足致以前进的顶拜。
So there are two objectives for the devotee at this point in time.
那奉献者到了这个时刻呢，就是在生活当中就要有两个。目标应当去达成。
And this is, to my observation, this is where things get a little bit blurry and a little bit confusing for many devotees.
那就我的观察而言，我觉得在这个阶段呢，对好多奉献者来说，就好像是一个比较模糊不清的地带。
Because we hear about pure devotional service.
就是这个时期奉献者特别容易困惑。那么因为一方面呢，我们已经聆听到了很多有关奉爱服务的知识。
We hear about removing all material desires from the heart.
我们也聆听到了怎么样把内心当中的所有的物质欲望清除。
We hear about surrendering to Krishna.
我们也聆听到了怎么样向 Krishna 归依。
We hear about being detached from this material world.
我们也听到了应当要就是不依附这个物质世界。
We hear about serving the spiritual master and following his instructions.
还有讲到了就是怎么样去遵循灵性导师，还要遵循他的训谕。
And therefore one may conclude, okay, this is my path.I will give everything up, and I will just follow and do what I'm told.
那么这个时候呢，可能一个奉献者他就会做出了这样的一个结论。那我现在就放弃一切，我就一言而行就行了。
But this is a mistake.
但是实际上呢，这里是有一个误区的。
Because we are in the material world.
因为我们在这个物质世界里。
And we should never forget that this material world is also Krishna.
我们永远不要忘记了，这个物质世界也是 Krishna.
And therefore, Rupa Goswami explained, Anashakta Shavishaya Yataham Yupayunjataha Nirbanda Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagya Muchate. Translation, Krishna Premi. It means that the devotee must learn to engage everything in Krishna's service.
那这句话的意思就是说呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 说的，他说一个奉献者应当要学会把一切都用来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
Now that I am on the spiritual path, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to mix with people. I don't have to engage in immature activities. It's all Maya.
那千万不要以为我现在已经踏上了奉献服务的这个灵修之途，然后呢，我就要保持纯粹，跟什么都不混着，我也不想跟物质的能量打交道，我跟任何人呢都不想有瓜葛。I don't want to mix with everyone, and I don't want to do any
material activity.
我什么物质的这个活动呢，我都不去做，我无为，就这样。
I'm just going to save all my money, and every time I can go to India, I will go to India.
那我只要把这个钱攒起来就好了，攒到一定的时候能够去印度，去圣地，我就去。
The material world is Krishna's energy, and if we learn to use it expertly in Krishna's service, only then we can experience detachment.
那这个物质世界其实也是 Krishna. 那如果说我们能够学会把这个物质的这一切去转化成对 Krishna 的奉献服务，你只有当非常精到的做到了这一点的时候，你才可以真正的谈得上是能够做到弃绝。
Detachment from material activities means engaging those same activities in Krishna's service.
什么叫做弃绝世俗物质的活动？意思呢，就是说你要用同样的这些物质的活动来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
Otherwise, when Prabhupada came to the West, he would have told all his followers, give everything up, let's go to Vrindavan and Mayapur, and let's sit down all day and just chant.
不然的话呢，当初Srila Prabhupada他可能就会号召他所有的这些门徒都去到 Vrindavan 和 Mayapur 这样的圣地，然后就一天从早到晚的坐在那里，只是去念诵，什么都不用做了。
No, Prabhupada said, build temples, open restaurants, print books, distribute prasadam, go out chanting, meet people.
那帕帕并不是这样的，他呢，就是带动奉献者去建庙，然后呢，要这个开这个餐厅，去派发prasadam，印书、派书等等，非常的忙碌。
The devotees should be engaged, Prabhupada says, 24 hours a day.
那释迦牟尼佛曾经说过，奉献者应当一天二十四小时，不停的去有所从事。
Which means we sleep for 6 hours.
那换句话说呢，我们的这个睡眠时间是6个小时。
If we need more rest, we can sleep 7 hours.
那如果说要多休息一会儿呢，那可以延长到7个小时。
Then we have 2 hours for our japa.
那还有呢，接下来就是2个小时的 japa， 念珠上的念诵时间。
2 hours for taking prasadam, maybe 3 if you take 3 meals a day.
那还有呢，就是2个小时荣耀 prasadam， 那要是是一天吃3顿饭，那就差不多3个小时。
1 hour for reading Prabhupada's books.
1个小时来读Srila Prabhupada的书。
And then time to spend with the family.
然后还要花点时间跟家里人相处。
And most of us have to go to work.
我们大多数人还得去上班。
But if we don't have work, we should be engaged constantly in spreading Krishna consciousness.
那如果说我们不去工作的话，那么也需要时时刻刻的去传播 Krishna 知觉。
So, in this way, the senses become purified.The mind becomes purified, the body becomes purified, and ultimately the heart becomes purified.
那这样呢，感官得到了净化，心意得到了净化，躯体得到了净化。那最终来说呢，这个心灵也得到了净化。
So Lord Chaitanya says, a pure devotee should not cherish any desire other than to serve Krishna.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说呢，一个纯粹的奉献者除了服务 Krishna 之外，别无他求。
not to spend time in cultivating artificial knowledge.
没有必要把时间浪费在去积累那些人为的这种知识上。
And everything that one does should always be in with Krishna in mind.
不管做什么事情呢，内心中要时时刻刻的记着 Krishna.
So this is called Shuddha Bhakti or pure devotion.
那这样的一种奉爱服务就被称为 Shuddha Bhakti, 纯粹的奉爱服务。
And by developing this mood, then in due course of time,One's original love for Krishna will be completely blossomed.
那当培养起了这样的一种心态之后，那么在一段时间之后呢，对于 Krishna 的纯粹的这种奉爱的这个情感就会绽放。
So it's for this reason that Sri Narada Muni established a system at the beginning of Kali Yuga.
所以说呢，就是。基于这样的一个原则，那儿达穆尼在这个卡利年代开始的时候呢，他就建立了这样的一个体系。
Which gives access to the devotees to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那首先呢，他给予这个奉献者这个圣典博伽瓦坛。
The practical devotional activities.
还有呢，就是一些非常务实的这个奉爱的服务。
Which includes worshipping the deities, serving the Vaishnavas.
包括这个崇拜神像，服务 Vaishnava 奉献者。
Chanting the holy name.
唱诵圣名。
Visiting the holy places.
朝拜圣地。
And this system allows the conditioned soul to gradually revive their dormant Krishna consciousness.
通过这些活动呢，就可以帮助受条件限制的灵魂唤醒对 Krishna 的原本的爱。
So another very famous verse which is spoken by Lord Chaitanya and later on used by Rupa Goswami is Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tatparatreva Nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikeda Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate.
那接下来的这段诗节呢也是由 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 亲口述说的之后由 Rupa Goswami 引用。
Bhakti or devotional service meansengaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all senses. When the spirit soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is freed from all material designation, and one's senses are purified simply by being employed in the service of the Lord.
这段话的意思就是 Bhakti.即奉爱服务意味着将我们所有的感官都用于对主一切感官之主至尊人格守神的奉献服务之中当灵魂向至尊当灵魂向至尊献上奉献服务的时候就会有两个副产品产生即摆脱一切的物质身份其二只是通过完完全全的为主做奉献服务一切的感官便能得到全然的净化
So this is as it's mentioned here the two side effects one is free from material designation and then at the same timeOne's senses are purified to render service to Krishna.
那么在这里就是说到了有这样的连带的两个效果，一个呢就是说摆脱了所有的这些物质的身份和活动，还有一个就是说一个人他的感官呢可以得到完全的净化，只是因为他一直的在从事对主的奉献服务。
It's like having a sharpened knife.
这个就好像是持着一把非常锋利的匕首或者一把刀。
If the knife is not sharpened, you can't cut anything.
那如果这把刀没有磨利了的话，那可能什么都切不了。
So Lord Chaitanya quotes a beautiful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam: Madgana Shruti Matrena Mayi Sarve Ganu Shaye Manogati Ravichina Yata Gangavaso Mudvo. Just as the celestial waters of the Ganges flow unobstructed into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their minds come to me. I reside in the hearts of all.
正如恒河水从天而降，一泻千里，毫无障碍的，奔涌入海，就是毫无障碍的涌入海洋。当我的奉献者们只是聆听我时，他们的心便来到了我的跟前，我也居住在他们的心中。
So this is how we have to see devotional service, just like the Ganges is flowing.
所以说呢，我们就应该要这样的去看待奉爱服务，这就好像是源源不断的恒河水。
And nothing can stop the flow of the Ganges River.
那么这个恒河水呢，它一泻千里，毫无障碍，没有任何的东西能够阻挡得了它奔流入海。
It flows from the celestial abodes into the Himalayas, crosses over the whole northern part of India, and flows into the ocean.
那这个恒河水呢，就是从宇宙的这个天堂这样从天而降，然后横跨了整个的北印度，然后呢从东部奔流入海。
So, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will describe, because when you achieve such a high level of devotion, it's not that you become motionless, senseless, mindless, thoughtless.
所以说呢，就是，之前他的马哈帕布的意思就是说，你一旦达到了这个奉爱服务的这样的一个纯粹的境界的时候，并不是说你现在就不再思考了，也没有感觉了，也不动了，完全就是停滞的。
Like when you are very sick, you may not have no appetite, you may not be able to sleep, you may not be in a good mood, you may be feeling pain.
那比如说一个人生病的时候呢，可能就是全身上下都觉得非常的不舒服，可能没有什么胃口，然后身上也觉得非常的痛，做什么事情都没精打采的。
You may have high blood pressure.
可能这个血压还非常的高。
But then, as the prescription is being administered, as the medicine is beginning to act on the body, then we can see symptoms, characteristics that the person is regaining one's health.
那么呢，就是如果说你是遵照医嘱去这个服药的话，那么当这个药物服下去之后，逐渐在身体里就产生这个药效之后呢，你就可以看到这个人他慢慢的就恢复了，然后慢慢的呢就回到了他的这种充沛的精力，最后就是恢复了健康。But
we have to understand that with devotional service, There's no longer material energy involved. It is only spiritual energy.
但是我们要知道，其实达到了纯粹的奉献服务的时候，这个时候呢，已经没有这个世俗的物质能量的一席之地了，因为他这个人他就完完全全的被灵性的能量所主宰了。At
that point, Krishna is personally involved with our progress.
这个时候呢， Krishna 他就直接的介入了我们的个人的这种进步中。
And Krishna gives his mercy, which cannot be timed, it cannot be expected, it cannot be calculated, it just comes when it comes.
那么就是 Krishna 这时候的仁慈到来，它是不期而至的，不是靠你个人的努力，你的算计，你的期待。
And when the mercy of Krishna comes, nothing can stop it.
当这个是Krishna的仁慈到来的时候，那是势不可挡的。
So now here is something very interesting.
那这里呢，就非常的有意思了。Lord
Chaitanya says, Shalokya Shrashti Samipya Sarupya Kevata Aphyuta Diyamanam Magrinanti Vinamatsevanam Janaha. My devotee do not accept Shalokya, Shashti, Sharupya, Samipya, or oneness with me, even if I offer these liberations in preference to serving me.
我的奉献者不接受 Salokya, Shasti, Sarupya, Samipya 或与我合一诸如此类的这种解脱，即便是我把这样的解脱作为回报他们对我的服务赐予他们。
So, Salokya means if Krishna wants to give you residence in Vaikuntha planets.
那什么叫做 Salokya 呢？意思就是 Krishna 居住在同一个星球上。比如说 Krishna 他给你一个地方，让你呢住在这个 Vaikuntha.
Salokya. Devotee not interested.
那这个奉献者也不感兴趣啊。
Shashti
是什么？
If Krishna give you the same opulence that he has.
那 Krishna 他把与他等同的这种富裕赐福于你的时候，那
Sharupya.
Sarupya 呢？
Sharupya.
But this without this.
If Krishna tells you you will have the same form than me.
Sarupya 的意思就是与 Krishna 具有相同的形体。
Yes.Samipya, if Krishna give you the same shakti, the same energy as he has.
Samipya 的意思就是赐予你与他等同的能量。
And you can even become one with me.
然后还有一种解脱就是说与 Krishna 合而为一。
The devotee has absolutely no interest.
但是呢，对于这些种种这种。And we have, 解脱的方式 Krishna,
and we have
奉献者都是没有丝毫兴趣。
Many examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam of pure devotees who are offered all these things by the Supreme Lord, but they are not interested to have this kind of opulence.
那么就是在圣严伯伽瓦坛当中，我们经常看到有这样的这个例子，当 Krishna 把所有的这些富裕都赐予一个奉献者的时候，这个奉献者却不愿意接受，他没有任何的兴趣。
Saiva bhakti yoga kya atya nikta udarita yena tivarjya trigunam mat bhavayo papadyate. Bhakti yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life.By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the modes of material nature and attains the spiritual position on the platform of direct devotional service.
Bhakti Yoga, 正如前述，便是生命的终极的目标，通过向至尊人格守神做奉爱服务。一个人就能超越物质自然形态的影响，达到灵性的层面，到达直接的奉爱服务的境界。
In other words, the devotee has no other desire but to offer some humble service to Krishna.
换句话说呢，奉献者是别无他求的，他唯一的一个愿望就是向 Krishna， 向 Krishna 献上奉爱服务。
Bhukti mukti adi vancha yadi mane hoy sadhana karile prem upana hoy. If one is infected, Lord Chaitanya says, if one is infected with a desire for material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot rise to the platform of pure loving service unto the Lord, even though he may superficially render devotional service.According to the routine regulative principles. Wow.
那这里就是说呢，如果一个人被物质享乐或者世俗解脱的欲望所感染，那他就不可能上升到对主做纯粹的奉爱服务的层面。即便他每天照常的从事一些表面的奉爱服务。
In other words, you can be following every possible rules and regulations in Krishna consciousness.
就是说呢，可能一个人他每天都经常的就是从事一些常规的、 规范原则啊，这些奉献服务的形式。
You can be reducing your sleep so you can spend more time reading books.
啊，可能呢就是减少睡眠，这样呢让自己能够多读一些书。
You can control your mind, control your senses, give in charity, do so much service.
你可能也是忙着去啊控制自己的心意感官，然后呢从事各种的就是慈善事业呀、布施呀什么的。
But if you maintain one single material desire to receive profit from devotional service, you cannot experience pure love for Krishna.
但是你要是还想从这种奉献服务当中求利益的话，就是说你还夹杂着这种获利的世俗物质欲望的话，那你就不可能达到纯粹的奉献服务。
Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is so kind to indicate where the challenges are, where the obstacles are, so we know, so we are clear, so we know what to watch out for.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是非常的仁慈的，他完全的向我们明确的指出我们的挑战在哪里。我们的障碍可能在哪里？那这样呢，我们就可以非常的这个谨慎小心的去面对我们的灵修生活。
And what Lord Chaitanya is really referring to here, which is the most important part, is how to keep the heart clean.
那在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这里呢，他就强调了一个核心的要点，就是怎么样才能够保持内心的纯净。
And he compares material desires and desire for liberation to two ghosts.
那么就是他在这里做了一个比喻，他把这个物质欲望，还有这种寻求解脱的这种欲望呢，比作是两个女巫。
And as long as these witches remain within the heart, there's no possibility of enjoying devotional service.
那只要心里面还藏着这两个女巫的话，一个人他是不可能真正的享受到奉献服务的快乐的。
By regularly rendering devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When that attachment is intensified, it becomes love of Godhead.
通过有规律的从事奉爱服务，一个人就能逐步的依附于至尊人格守身。当这样的一种依附之情变得越来越强烈时，便转化为对神守的爱。
So this means that devotional service is actually a very, very simple process.
那在这里其实就是指出了这个奉爱服务的这个过程，其实是一个非常简便的途径。
Prabhupada says, you don't have to give anything up, all you have to do is add Krishna to your life.
那 Prabhupada 呢，他就是说呢，其实你什么也不用放弃，你只要把 Krishna 加入到你的生活中就可以了。
And Prabhupada gives the example of the milk and the ink.
那虽然 Prabhupada 还举了一个例子，就是拿这个牛奶和墨水。
So if you have a container with black ink.
那比如说呢，你有这么一罐子的黑墨水。
And you pour milk onto that container.
然后呢，你把这个牛奶呢，就是把它倒到这个容器里。
What will be the result?
那么这个时候会发生什么呢
？The milk will turn black.
这个牛奶先就变黑了。
What if you keep pouring milk?
那你继续倒这个牛奶，继续倒的话会怎样呢
？Then the ink becomes dark gray.
然后这个黑的墨水就被稀释了，那这个时候它就变成了一种深灰色。
Then it turns light gray.
然后又变成了浅灰色。
Then it turns whitish.
然后就变白了。
And ultimately, as you keep pouring milk, the ink turns into milk.
那你继续的倒这个牛奶的话呢，就整个罐子里的就都是牛奶了。
So, Rupa Goswami explained that the process of sadhana that is given by the acharyas, by the spiritual master, alone that process is powerful enough to turn one into a pure devotee of Krishna.
那就是 Rupa Goswami 呢，他在这里指出，就是来自于 Acharya 们，来自于历代先师，来自于灵性导师的所传承下来的这种 Sadhana， 就是规范的这种修习，本身呢，也就是非常非常有力量的，哪怕没有别的，只有他也能够把一个人转变成为纯粹的奉献者。
There's nothing to subtract from it. There's nothing to add to it.
在这里不需要做任何的加减法。
It is perfectly presented and structured in such a way that anybody, and I mean any live, any conditioned soul, can reach pure devotional service.
这种呈现本身就已经是非常的完美了，就是任何一个人。他只要这样去做的话，他就可以达到完美的分爱服务。
So it means that the process of sadhana bhakti is the mean and the end, the mean and the goal.
那换句话说 ，sadhana bhakti 规范的这个分爱修习，它既是途径，它又是终点。
It's not like, oh, now I chant japa.But in the spiritual, I won't be chanting.
并不是说哦，我现在天天要 japa， 在念珠上念诵。那等我到了灵性世界之后，我就不用念了。
Now I hear about Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but in the spiritual, I don't have to hear about anything.
就我现在还听圣典博伽瓦坛里面的有关 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，等我到了灵性世界，我就不用去聆听了。
Now I'm associating with the devotees, but in the spiritual, I won't have to do that.
也不是。我现在跟奉献者要联谊，到了灵性世界，我就不用跟奉献者联谊了。
No, the same activities that we perform in devotional service in this world, in this body, just need to reach perfection.
不是这样的。我们在这个世界，在这个躯体当中所做的所有的这些奉献服务，就是要经过这个锤炼而达到完美。
Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya Bhavasa Sadhavad Vida Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakrityam Ridhi Sadhyata. The process of devotional service beginning with hearing and chanting is called Sadhana Bhakti. It includes the regulative principles that are intended to awaken one to devotional service. Devotional service is always dormant in everyone's heart.And by the offenseless chanting of the holy name of the Lord, one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. This awakening to Krishna consciousness is the beginning of sadhana bhakti.
那这段话呢，就是说到，始于聆听和唱诵的奉爱服务的程序被称为 sadhana bhakti。其中包括规范修习，而这些规范修习旨在唤醒一个人去从事奉爱服务。奉爱服务，奉爱服务呢，潜伏在每一个人的心中，通过驱除了，通过无冒犯的唱诵主的圣名，一个人原本的潜在的。对，潜在的 Krishna 知觉便被唤醒，这种 Krishna 知觉的唤醒便是 sadhana bhakti 的起步。
So, it also means that at any or every level of spiritual advancement, whether one is a new devotee or one is a pure devotee, the process of sadhana, which is hearing and chanting and rememberingMust continue. We never give it up at any stage.
那换句话说，就是在一个人的这个 Krishna 知觉的整个的这个过程当中，不管说一个人他是刚刚的起步，还是说已经达到了完美的境界，始终自始至终都是应当要贯穿着聆听、唱诵和意念的，在任何一个情况、任何一个阶段都不能放弃。
Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, the Acharyas.Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, Srila Prabhupada, they never gave up chanting their japa. They woke up early in the morning, they heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, they rendered devotional service, even situated on the highest platform.
那么从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 开始到六国 Swami 这些历代的先师 Acharya 们到 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati 还有到 Srila Prabhupada 那这些都是非常伟大的这些灵性导师的在他们这一生当中他们从来都没有放弃过聆听唱诵和意念他们每天清晨都会非常早的起床然后去念诵加帕念诵这个圣名去聆听圣典博加瓦坦没有丝毫的疏忽
So when one reaches this platform of pure devotional service symptoms will appear
那当一个人他已经达到了这种纯粹的奉爱服务的这个境界的时候他就会展示出一定的征兆
And we will discuss these symptoms next week
那这些征兆这些征象究竟是些什么呢我们下周我们再来讨论
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna no, no room for questions
We're not live If you have questions,
如果大家有问题的话
you leave them with Sumukhi Radha Mataji, and we will answer your questions next week.
可以留给这个 Sumukhi Radha Mataji. But I have a question.
Next week.
Next week. 我说我有一个问题，那就还是留到下星期吧。OK. Vaikuntha 知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们。今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 知音师 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束。我们下周同一时间再见我们现在讲到的是永恒的 Chaitanya 经的 Madhya Lila 的第十九章主须 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导须如帕格 Swami 谢谢大家的聆听
Shrimukhi Radha Mataji Ki Jai Krishna Premi Mataji Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol
Okay, hi.